I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because he lives. Oh, fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future. Just because he lives, because he lives, because he lives. Oh yes, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because Jesus lives. Oh, my fear is gone.
Feel better now? Okay, God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your kindness, for your provision for this good day for us, O Lord. We can see the sun outside. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. Let us use this good weather to fellowship more with you and with one another, O Lord. Let not spend it as like the world is doing now, going and undressing themselves, just taking it as an opportunity to sin more, O Lord. But let us use it for your glory, for the glory of your kingdom. Bless now this service, bless the sermon as we commit everything into your hands, the worship, the tithes, the offerings, Sunday schools here and upstairs. Bless your people, those that have traveled, be with them. Bless them, O Lord. Our pastor and his family, Sister Dube and family, Sister Chipo and family, Brother Vladimir's family, O Lord, and Brother Jose going today, we commit all them into your hand. We think of our sister Dash and her sister in Malaysia. Bring them back safely, O Lord. Be now with us as we commit this service into your hands. Bless us. Take the leadership and control. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly read Psalms 133, the whole chapter. It's only three verses. So when I say the whole chapter, maybe you can say, oh, we're going to stand for 10 minutes. Amen. The whole chapter is only two, three verses. Let's go. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore. Amen. You may be seated. So as we said last Sunday, we are going to end our teaching or this topic of the church today. It's been for a few months now that we have been talking about it. Now we're going to wrap it up. And one last topic we wanted to talk about, we are going to say it today, try to help each other. As we read in Psalms 133, let's keep this, you know, these teachings are on the website. If we have time, from time to time, let's go and listen to them again, because it's for the good of this church. Amen. For our own good, for our families, for the future of our children. So it's good, as we read in Psalms, that brethren must dwell together in unity. The Bible says, never forsake our gatherings, our assemblies. So this local church, our local church, wherever you go, wherever we go, you know, we have to put all our energy, all our resources, do whatever we can, whatever depends on us for our local church to be doing well. Because our spiritual well-being depends on how this local body is doing as well. So if we dwell in unity, if we work all together to keep this church always in unity, always doing well, succeeding, achieving great things in the Lord, that will benefit our souls as well. That will benefit our children, that will benefit future generations. So as much as that depends on you, do your best to play your role as a local church member. Do your best to play your role to fulfill anything you can do to help the church. You are, I don't know, a painter. Use your talents. Use your gift for the good of the church. That, as we read in Psalms, that when the dew comes, that dew is a blessing from God. It may come through your gift. You are a singer. It will bless the whole body. You are a bus driver. Being a bus driver will be a blessing for the whole body. You are an IT engineer. But that blessing will, you know, go down and spread onto the whole body. And it will benefit us. We don't have all to be IT engineers. But when the need arises that we need to live stream, you'll use your IT engineering skills to bless us, because we'll be streaming and benefiting from the gift that God has placed in this body. Amen. Through you. Amen. Amen. So let's do our best to play our role. Now we have seen, we spoke about the sovereignty of the church, we spoke about we have the right, we have the power to elect our officers, we have the power to dismiss our officers, we have the power to all those things that we have seen. But who really is entitled to that power? Who is really, who can say, I am member of this church and I have my say when we have to make decisions? It's not only coming to the church, it's not only being sitting there, but there's criteria, there are conditions. when there is election, when we have to make a decision, when we have to make some big decisions on what the church is going to do, not everybody has a say. It's only some people. Amen. You have to meet the criteria to be qualified to have your say. When we say we are going to vote for the pastor, you can vote only if you meet the criteria. You must be a church member. You must be a member to be allowed to vote and to give your vote, to give your voice in any issue we want to decide on. First of all, we know you have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You have to be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the entry point. Now listen to what the prophet says. In the sermon, the placing of deacons, 58. And that is that the first is the placing of some deacons into the church. And our little church here is sovereign, as we know. It doesn't have any denomination or anything to send its deacon. It elects its own deacons. It elects its pastor. It elects its trustees. It elects everything that comes in and out of the church. That's one we know. Amen. Now, listen. No one person has the say so over anything. No one has the say so over anything. It is the church. And the church are those who come and support the church with their presence, with their tithes and offerings. Amen? Are we together? The church is those that support the church, that supports with their presence, their tithes, and their offerings. Those are the people that have the say-so. They can put their voice in any decision that the church wants to make. We want to build, we want to destroy a building, we want to do whatever. If you don't meet these criteria, you are not a member. You can't participate into a vote or a decision that we want to make because you don't meet the criteria. The prophet says, their presence, the tithes and offerings are always the ones that has a legal say-so in the placing of such. It's those people that we have mentioned here. They have the legal right to say something. Their voice can count. We count, you know, we make a vote. 10 say yes, 10 say no. And your voice can be the, how do you call it? The tight, the tie cutter, is it? When there's a draw, how do you call it?
Breaker.
Tie breaker or something like that. Your voice can just break the contestation.
Yes,
your voice may make a big, but if you are not one of those people, you can't vote. Because you don't qualify, and you come, there's 10 here, 10 there, and you come, you say, I say yes, and we take that big decision, but you are not even qualified, you don't meet the criteria, but on your voice, the whole church will depend on that decision be made by your voice. It's not fair. That's why the prophet said, you have to be one of those that have a legal say-so on the matter of the church, to be that presence, tithes, and offerings. So that's why coming to church is not a favor we are doing God. Coming to church is our duty. As believers, we have a duty to come to church. And we can't say more on coming to church, not only Sundays. We know that. And let's do our best as much as we can to support the church. Supporting the church is, we have agreed on meeting days. we know our meeting days. Try to do your best as much as it depends on you to attend when your church is having meetings. Amen. When we plan special meetings for a Thursday, for a Saturday, for Easter weekend or whatever, try to support by your presence. Amen. Try to be there, because if you never come, even if you pay €1 million tithe, you pay, you give everything, you give a car, a bus to the church or whatever, if you don't attend, you are not a member of this church. Despite your million, we'll take it, we'll use it, but when there is a, say, something to say, you won't say. We'll tell you, brother, go out. We want to talk our own businesses now. The businesses of the house. You say, but I paid €1 million. Yes, you paid. It's your duty towards God. But you have to meet the 3 criteria. Because sending your money is fine. It's okay. We'll take the money and we'll be happy.
Amen.
Amen. But you have to support. Because if there's no one to sit there, who will I preach to? Amen. Amen. And I won't be happy if I get your money, because paying your tithes, you know, Abraham paid tithes after Melchizedek gave him bread and wine. You know that. Genesis 14, the Bible says Melchizedek, king of Salem, gave Abraham bread and wine, and Abraham paid him a tithe of all. Amen. Amen. So it's not pleasant for me. You pay me your tithe, you give me your money, but you don't get anything from me. You have to get your bread and wine, and then you pay your tithes. So there's no reason for you to come, and you come every day. Sorry, we come here. There's nobody to preach to, or there's a few people, but I won't be happy that your soul is never fed. Spiritually, you are starving, but I'm happy to eat your money. That is not the way it works. The work of the shepherd is to feed the sheep. And the shepherd who is not feeding the sheep and expecting to get wool from the sheep, expecting to get meat from the sheep, is not a good shepherd. Mm-hmm. Amen. So that's why we care about your presence, coming to church. It's like a man, you know, back home, that man was very, he had a lot of money. You know, but whenever there's anything in the estate or whatever, someone died, how do you call it, a mourning or whatever, he will come. He never attends. When people are in the sad situation, he never goes. But he sends big envelopes. He will send the big money, buy coffins, buy this, but him, he never goes. The day he lost his child, the people say, okay, we are going to send him money, but we are not going. Amen. It's something just to illustrate that even for the church, your presence is more than your money. Come first, because if there's no one here, yes, I can stand here and preach to the pews, but even myself, I won't be happy. Because it's you that make the service. So come to church, then pay your tithes and pay your offering. This is what the prophet says. Now our heads, with our head bowed in the same sermon, not only our head but our hearts. And as every member of this church that comes here regular, listen that come here regular and supports it with your tithes and offerings, which is considered a member of this church. Amen. So, the prophet says, it's even an obligation, your obligation as a member. He says, but in Let Us See God, 59, but you know, I feel like this, that a member of a church, their first obligation is with their tithes and offerings. Amen. Your first obligation as a member is with your tithes and offerings. It is to support their church. If you are a member of these fine churches that is represented here, you support your church. That's your first duty to God. Amen. It's your first duty towards your church, and it's your first duty to God. Support your church. And we see what that means, support your church. The prophet says, bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse. And the storehouse, you surely know what that is. It's where you get your food. We just said here, Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek when Melchizedek gave him food to eat. He gave him bread and wine. Then he paid his tithes. So the prophet said, you surely know that it is. It's where you get your own food. That's where you get your spiritual food. And your obligation is to your church and not to an evangelist like me. You know, the prophet was trying to make it clear to them. It was a church. He was visiting a church. Because some will say, okay, I'll take my tithe and I'll send it to such brother in, Angola. No, the prophet says, that's not your obligation. Your first obligation is towards your church. Your tithe, you have to pay it where your soul is spiritually fed. Where the storehouse for your soul is, which is your church. So sending to a brother is not bad, but it shouldn't be your tithe. If you want to give a love offering for a minister in the field, that's fine. But your tithe is your obligation towards your local church. Amen. Amen. Look, he says, I realize that, you know what? It's your tithe and offering that I live by, that the prophet speaking. It's your support here at the church that I have somebody to preach to. So you see, it's not emphasizing only on money. It's emphasizing on the spiritual aspect first, that I need you to preach. If you are not here, I won't have any, because his job is a minister. His job is a preacher, and the preacher must have someone to preach to. And he draw his salary from the job he does, which is preaching. So if no one is there to preach to, it means he's getting money for doing nothing. And the minister lives, the pastor lives, must live normally by your tithes and offerings. By your tithes. But if you are not paying your tithes, or if you are paying your tithes and not attending, it doesn't feel the minister feel comfortable. That's why a pastor watches after his sheep. We didn't see you, we'll call you. Brother, why didn't you come? Because we care. You paid your tithe, but why don't you come that we look after your soul? Amen. You are paying your tithe. It's a duty on us that we should watch on you. Amen. Not only because you are paying your tithe, but it's part of the package. Amen. So you must be very careful on that. The prophet says, it's your support that I have somebody to preach to. It's your love. It's your amens. Listen, it's your amens that you are saying here. That's the support. He said, and your fellowship. And your kind words among out in the world, there where you go, to different states across the nation. It's your words that help take the message. Amen. It's your behavior. It's your attitude. It's your coming to church. It's your saying amen. It's your support, your fellowship. All that put together and paying your tithes and offerings make you a member of the church. Amen. Now, just one little thing before we close. Sometimes we neglect these things of paying tithes, and you know, sometimes you'll just go and say, does God eat money? You know, these are questions that we can ask ourselves. Does God eat money, or is just a minister that is gonna buy a new car? There's nothing wrong if the pastor of this church buy a new car with your tithes. It is his money.
That's true.
Amen.
That's true.
It is his money. Amen. If he takes it and buy a private jet. Amen. It is his money.
Amen.
Of course, he has his duties on how to use its money. But it is money.
Amen.
It's not up to you to watch what is he doing with his money. Oh, he's in Dubai, you know, in a 5-star hotel in Dubai. That must be my tithe I paid last week. Even if he goes to Dubai in a 5-star hotel, why not? Can you compare a five-star hotel in Dubai with the salvation of your soul?
Amen.
Amen. He has some time to forsake his own family. Amen. Sometime 2 o'clock he has because if he's a real shepherd,
Amen.
2 o'clock in the morning, you, his sheep, you call him, Pastor, I'm stuck such place and I can't do this and this. You have to get into his car, drive and come and help you. Amen. So he has to forsake his wife, his children, sometimes for days, for weeks. So if he goes to Dubai for a week in a 5-star hotel, is that a sin? No, it is his money.
Amen.
And it's your duty to pay it.
Amen.
Amen. So don't look at the pastor. He has bought a brand new red car there. Oh, that must be our money. No.
Amen.
Amen. Even if it's your money,
Amen.
It is salary.
Amen.
The prophet says, it's a question and answer. Can a Christian go to heaven if he or she does not pay tithes? The prophet says, now, I could not say yes or no to that. When you see something like this, just be careful. You know, if he can't say yes or no, it means let's take the yes side, okay? If he can't say yes. So it means there's a possibility that you can't enter heaven if you don't pay your tithe. Don't only take the no part. You as a Christian, put yourself in the more critical condition. Amen. But I do believe that every Christian is obligated to pay tithes because it is a commandment of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now you see, the no doesn't have a place here. It's mostly yes. He says, and blessed are they that do all his commandments, that they might have a right to enter into the life, the tree of life. Now from this sentence, is it yes or no? It's yes. Because he said, you have to keep all his commandments to eat of the tree of life. So the answer to this question is yes. Amen. Now I do believe that tithe paying is essential to a Christian experience.
Amen.
To finish, one last quote in the same sermon is God being misunderstood. Brother Branham, do you feel that everyone who claims to be a Christian should pay tithes? Pay their tithes into the storehouse of the Lord? Please give scriptures to this question. He says, Malachi 4, chapter 4th chapter. Will a man rob God? And you say, where have you robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
Amen.
Bring all your tithes and offering into my storehouse and prove me,
Amen.
Says the Lord,
Amen.
If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there'll not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet says now, I would like to give you a personal testimony of how that I was even hungry, and my mother and them hungry, and my daddy sick, but I took my tithe out first, amen? I took my tithe out first and give it to God.
Amen.
And you ought to see what happened.
Amen.
He says, I've never seen in my life that any man or a woman that if you only make $1 a week will bring 10 cents of that money and put it into your storehouse, amen, your church, where you come, if God don't bless that. Amen. If God don't bless that, call me a hypocrite. Sure. Amen. Yes, sir, that's a challenge to anybody, amen, and every Christian. Amen. So we see that that's our obligation. Amen. Coming to church first, paying your tithes, paying your offerings, to be a member of this church. God bless you, Brother Tony. Amen. To be a member of your local church, you need to meet these criteria. You don't meet them. When there's a vote, we'll just tell you, Brother Greg, please. Amen. And don't get offended. Because that's the word. We will make our vote, we finish. When we come out there, we ask her, what did you decide? We decided that this and this and that, and you have to accept it. Amen. Amen. So we have now finished this topic of the church. If you can remember, we saw it on the spiritual aspect and on the physical aspect. So it was, I believe that the Holy Spirit wanted us to go through these teachings, and it will help us now and down the road. May God help us really to be real church members, not only physically, but first in the spiritual body of Christ. That's the church that we have to be members first. Amen. And then play our role as local church members to sustain, to support the ministry, the pastor, the everything that we can to build this local body. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you once again for your grace and your mercy, seeing, Heavenly Father, but that sermon after sermon, O Lord, week after week, for the whole duration of this topic, you have given us those resources that we really need, the things that we have to know to be good for the building of the kingdom, for the furtherance of the kingdom of God in our hearts, O Lord. Bless us to be a help, a blessing for each other. Help us, O Lord, to sustain this church so that it will never fail, because we are built upon your revelation. As a local body, as individuals, we are built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. And let all the arrows of the enemy that will come from the hell to destroy this local church, O Lord, we rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we are built and stand on the revelation, O Lord, the gates of hell will never prevail, O Lord. We commit ourselves into your hand. Bless the ministry. Bless the preaching of the word. Bless all the supporting ministers. Bless the pastor. Bless the deacons. Bless the trustees. Bless the janitors. Bless the Sunday school teachers. Bless everyone, O Lord. Let us remain in unity. Let us remain forever together, O Lord, and let this love lead us, take us to heaven, O Lord. Anything in us that can hinder the work of this church, take it away, O Lord, and help us sustain, hold, help each other, O Lord, and keep us in unity by the grace, by the power of your Holy Ghost, O Lord. Take now control in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.